America in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. It is Friday night. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting System. My name is Mike Chambers. Glad you're with us. Got a good show for you tonight. Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com and Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com are going to be with us here tonight. And glad that you're here with us. And so we're here on the Midnight Rider tonight on Republic, and I'm so excited. We'll take your calls tonight, too, at 800-313-9443. That is 800-313-9443. My website is MidnightRiderShow.com. It's www.MidnightRiderShow.com. And you can go there, there's a chat link at the very top. You can click on that. That'll take you to the live interactive chat that we have going on. And it is up and running right now. Got a good group of folks in there and 19 people chatting right now as we speak. And so feel more than free to pop in there and join them there. Also, an email link to me is there. If you've got comments and suggestions or whatever about the program, we would absolutely love to hear from you. And it means a lot to get those messages from you as well. Show ideas, whatever. I get news information, all kinds of stuff. And a lot of it does make it onto the air in one form or another. So thank you for all those who have emailed. And a lot of nice comments, a lot of good information that comes my way on a regular basis. Tonight we're going to talk a lot about the economy. Folks, this just seems to get worse every day as we're looking at this. And we're going to talk quite a bit probably about Alan Greenspan. Alan Greenspan has been making the run around all the mainstream media shows, touting his book. And so we'll talk about that. I may even load the clip up of him on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart yesterday and some of the stuff he has to say in that, and we'll get into that. Plus, you've got Ahmadinejad of Iran wanting to visit Ground Zero. And a ton of other news that just continues to just beat on us on a daily basis. The dollar is in terrible, terrible shape. It's literally on life support at this point in time. This interest rate cuts, just like we've been saying, and many economists have been saying, that any cuts to the interest rate is going to cause this dollar to fall. We'll get into that as well. Lee Rogers has a site called funnymoney.com that deals a lot with the economy and currency and that type of thing. So if you've got questions for Lee regarding that, certainly would be a good time tonight to call in and talk with him about it. Next week on the program, on Tuesday night, we're going to have Dr. Jerome Corsi on. We're going to talk about the North American Union. He'll be on for 2 hours. On Tuesday night, the 25th. On Friday night, the 28th, we're going to have Jerry Smith on. He's written a number of books dealing with HARP, global warming, and we'll have him on Friday night of next week. And we still got some holes to fill for the remainder of the week, but a good week shaping up. And I'm wanting to do a show on the Federal Reserve. I know a lot of us know this information, but there's a lot of us that are coming to this that are brand new. And do not know this information, so it's kind of important that we get this to them, especially now, so people can see that they're being robbed. You know, there's varying levels of awake, and I think the trick here is to get us all to the same point as quickly as we can. Back in just a minute with Doug and Lee in the Young Guns Roundtable right here.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Republican Broadcasting Network here on this Friday night. Pleasure to bring back to the program Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com and Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com. Gentlemen, how are you this evening?
Good, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Good. It's always my pleasure to have you guys on. Dive in. I guess let's just dive right into the economy and just, you know, because there's just so much happening right now. We've got Greenspan that's been making the rounds on all the talking head shows here as of late, talking about his new book. We've had some pretty illuminating things come out of that. You guys kind of want to address some of the things that he's had to say?
Sure. It's hard to know where to begin. I mean, first of all, he's on the Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and he pretty much said that we don't have a free market economy because we have a Federal Reserve, which pretty much a lot of people in Patriot Movement, I'm sure, already know, but the fact that he openly said that. And he also said that we wouldn't need a Federal Reserve if we were on the gold standard. And it's kind of funny that he mentions that, because the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, you know, you look at all that stuff, and the foundation of this country was formed because of primarily all these problems with the monetary system. I mean, you look at the history of how this country was formed with colonial script, and you had the continental. There was the phrase, it's not worth a continental, because they just printed all this money out of thin air, and it became counterfeit and all this stuff. So the founding fathers wanted a hard money system based off gold and silver. And here you have Alan Greenspan, who actually was a gold bug back in the 60s, and now he's just openly saying that pretty much the whole system's a fraud. And there's all this other news, but, I mean, it would take me minutes and minutes to explain all of it, so I'll let Doug get in and comment on this.
Well, you know, I mean, at some point, you know, there's so many documentaries out there like Freedom to Fascism, you know, Money Masters. And, I mean, at some point these guys have to retort. And I think that Greenspan is on his tour of gloom and doom as a PR campaign to try to, you know, you see a lot of this blame game going and shifting it towards the Bush administration and, you know, trying to justify why, you know, the fiscal policy and why we have a central bank. I mean, if you don't really think about it and you just listen to the clip, I mean, it makes perfect sense that, you know, that we do need this, you know, because it's the gold. I mean, and it is somewhat true that it does strangle your economy because you're limited to it. And, you know, I think it's just at some point, you know, they have to come clean on the fact. I mean, it's a known fact to all of us, but at some point, you know, they have to pull back the veil and show you what it is.
Yeah, and we just see there's just a guy behind the curtain turning a bunch of knobs. The interesting thing that I found in this clip that I had heard earlier today with Greenspan and Jon Stewart on The Daily Show, and for some reason I can't get the thing to load, was that, you know, here he is talking about the fact that essentially, I mean, and just absolutely admitting it, he's saying it's benevolent, but that the Federal Reserve actually manipulates the economy. I was really surprised that he came out and said that, and by manipulating the money supply. I thought that was, one, you know, to come out and say that on national television was quite a surprise. I was really surprised by it. What about you guys?
Oh, yeah, that kind of surprised me. I mean, you see the Federal Reserve, you see all the secrecy, not to mention that there's this phrase that they coined for Greenspan when we talk, they call it Fed speak. You know, I mean, Fed speak. That's right out of the Orwell novel, Newspeak. They call it Fed speak. It's like a big joke to these people. And so I was really surprised that Greenspan actually came out and just honestly said what was going on. And it could be that, you know, he's gotten older and everything, and the guy doesn't care. But in our respect, you know, I kind of believe that there's some sort of purpose to doing this. And I'm not exactly sure what. But he was trying to pass off a lot of the blame on the Bush administration. They made this whole big deal out of it, you know, trying to play the whole left-right phony paradigm there. But, you know, it's really hard to say what's going on. I think what we're seeing now is that they know that people are losing confidence in the economy, so they're forced to be more honest with what's going on because people are starting to catch on to them.
Yeah, Lee, I know you follow this pretty closely. How much longer does the dollar have, in your opinion?
Oh, geez. I mean, it's really difficult to predict because there's so many variables at play. But honestly, I mean, you look at the dollar index, and that thing, it's at all-time low. And when we're at parity with the Canadian dollar, which we haven't been since 1976, and when you look at what happened in the 1970s, you almost had a collapse, a complete collapse of the U.S. dollar. And, you know, they raised interest rates all the way up. And the way I see it right now, unless they raise interest rates past, like, 15 to 20%, this thing is going to come crumbling down within the next few years, in my opinion. But, you know, there's so many variables at play. We just don't know. I mean, the Federal Reserve still has a lot of power. So if they jack interest rates all the way up to the insane levels, like 15-20%, like we saw in the late 70s and early 80s when Volcker just went in and just jacked interest rates up, then they could at least try to save the dollar. But, you know, it's really dependent on so many variables. But at this current rate, I mean, if it's going the way it's going and they don't do anything different, you know, we're not looking at – we're probably looking at maybe a few years, maybe at most 5 years, but, you know, that's being really conservative.
Yeah. What about you, Doug? What do you think? How long it has?
Well, I think that, you know, it kind of depends on China and a lot of other factors as well. I mean, they can keep continuing to try to prop up the dollar, but we see that, you know, we're having runs on British banks. You know, they're injecting, I mean, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars into the economy. And I think a lot of, you know, what we were saying earlier, Greenspan is doing a tour trying to reassure people of the economy. And, hey, you know, we do need this Federal Reserve. It does monitor, you know, it does regulate monetary funds. And we're doing our best and trying to reassure a lot of skeptic investors out there. But as far as how long the dollar is going to hold out, I mean, I think it could be pulled, you know, the rug could be pulled out from underneath us at any moment. And, you know, I don't think that it's going to be something that's, you know, just one day that there's not going to be any money. I think it's just going to be a progressive depression that we slowly ease into in the next couple of years.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, Doug. Well, Lee is probably right. I'm with you. that, you know, I think, you know, at the time they decide that it's time to bring it down, that's when it's going to happen. And of course, you know, we know that the Samara is waiting in the wings to come in. And some of you even said that it's already printed and the coins have been made already. That I don't know for certain. I mean, we've seen things that have turned out to be hoaxes regarding that. But Doug, you bring up a good point about countries like China. Plus, you've also got Saudi Arabia, who themselves are being rumored to be looking to ditch some of their dollars as well.
Oh, sure. And, I mean, you also see Dubai getting 20% of the NASDAQ. I mean, a lot of people don't realize how much foreign interest are buying out the infrastructure. I mean, the dollar's in a free fall against all other currencies, and other currencies aren't doing that well against gold either. And, you know, what you're seeing is a fire sale of our infrastructure, our water districts, our utilities, our electrical co-ops, and... You know, this is going to have to continue because we owe these foreign governments that, you know, hold so many Federal Reserve notes in their central banks. We you know, the only reason they're holding them now that everybody's pretty much defying OPEC or beginning to go that way, you know, that they have to sell the infrastructure. Something has to be for sale, and we don't have a whole lot left, you know. So that plays a big part in it, and I think that, you know, they would like to dump it. They would like to bring in this Amero and justify it. And I think they're prepping for it because they realize that, you know, the Asian bloc, they're making all the goods. We don't have a whole lot of, you know, gross domestic product coming out of the United States. And what we do have is not being, is you know, very small compared to these other, you know, nations. And these are all factors that go into, you know, where our dollar sits today in our pocket and where it's going to sit, you know, next month.
Yeah, I mean, because just trying to find a piece of electronics that's made here in the United States anymore, it just doesn't happen. It's either Japan or Korea or Taiwan, for that matter. Yeah, I mean, our manufacturing base here is just totally tossed and gone. Plus, guys, they're saying that high-tech jobs and other white-collar type jobs are going to be disappearing here in the next 10 years. They're saying up to 40 million jobs are going to be outsourced overseas. Plus, you've got these the increases in visas that are being granted to foreigners to come and work here in these type of positions, which pushes the American worker right out the door.
Well, yeah, absolutely, Mike. I mean, you know, I'm currently taking computer science graduate level courses. You know, I mean, I've taken a look at I've actually taken courses in a bunch of different universities trying to get my graduate degree. It's been a long story, but the bottom line is that majority of people who are in these programs, they're either Indian or Asian, and, you know, that's a fact. I mean, I'm a minority in those classes because what's happening is all these Indians and Asians over there, they're encouraged to take the high-tech job. Meanwhile, here, what's happening is that parents and society is encouraging kids just to get good grades in school instead of actually pursuing a degree that is challenging and in the sciences, and we actually pay them more when they graduate.
Yeah, we'll take a break here. Come back in just a minute. Mike in Illinois, we'll grab your call after the break, so stay right there. Thank you for holding. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our number is 800-313-9443. That is 800-313-9443.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
That's what it feels like sometimes. This economy, they just like dropped a bomb on us. I mean, boom. And we've got a number of interesting times ahead of us. We live in extremely dangerous times, but they're interesting as hell. And in some ways, this is fun to watch. In other ways, it is just totally sick at what these people are doing. But just to see how fast things are moving is incredible. Guys, a question from the chat room, and I know this is just going to be best guess and speculation. Will the transition to the Amero make the dollar no good so we all go broke, or will it be just a straight across trade out for us. What do you guys think will happen when it finally comes to fruition?
Well, as far as when the Amaro comes, there just won't be a dollar as far as I'm concerned.
We'll probably all just be
disappear.
Broke.
And what they'll probably do is they'll probably pull some stunt where you'll trade X amount of dollars for X amount of Amaros. And what will happen is whatever ratio it is, it's going to screw the little guy and make all the big bankers and the big multinational corporations, they'll be the big winner in the whole deal. So I mean, that's kind of what I see. If we see the Amaro, we're not going to see the dollar anymore.
Yeah, what about you, Doug?
Well, I think that they'll probably try to push it in similar to the way the European Union pushed in the euro. Some of the countries made out better than others, but they all converted their currencies over. And I think, that's really, you talk about the New World Order. I mean, that's what it is. It's the North American Union. It's NAFTA, CAFTA, GATT, and, those are really the big factors. I mean, if you talk about, Rockefeller and what the CFR would like to do, that Anglo faction of the elitists that really are pushing for this Amaro. I think that would be probably how they'd implement it. I mean, because the economy is going down, and they know it's going down. So once it gets to a really bad, point, which, at whatever time, they're going to bring that in as our savior. Okay, well, now we're going to have this economic alliance with Canada and Mexico and, anybody else they can get to tag along with us. Puerto Rico, countries like that are already on the dollar, but... moving everybody into it for the benefit of the country. So I kind of think that's how they'll do it myself.
Mike in Illinois, thanks for holding. You're on the program. Welcome to the Midnight Rider. Is Mike still there, John?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Hey, Midnight Rider, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you, Mike?
Good. I called in just before your guest came on, so my comments are going to be a little off topic, but I just had to call you. I was watching Real Time with Bill Maher on HBO. It's a live show, so they just got done, and I am just so stoked. He had, as a guest, he had Michael Scheuer, the head of the Bin Laden unit for the CIA, and they were talking about terrorism and the Iraq War, and then they stumbled on the subject of Israel. And Michael Scheuer said to Bill Maher, who's half-Jewish, he said to him, sir, I don't think our support for Israel deserves another American life or American dollar. And he was just flabbergasted, probably because he didn't think anybody had the cojones to come on mainstream TV and say such a thing. And he said... you really think that? Well, Israel's a democracy, and they vote, and they have free elections. And Michael Scheuer said, I don't care who votes, sir. I care about American lives and American interests. And if we continue to support Israel to such a degree, we are going to bring more terrorism upon us. And let me tell you, this guy was so stunned, Bill Maher. He didn't know what to say. And I was screaming and yelling, just... I'm saying this guy's going straight to heaven just for speaking the truth in this one instance, because, I mean, too many people stay quiet. And then Jeanine Garofalo came on the panel. They had the panel come on, and she agreed with them. And I just said, there goes her career. And it's amazing. I think we got a mini revolution going on with people speaking the truth about our Middle East policy.
Well, let's hope so. Thanks for the call, guys. Doug, you first. What are your comments there in 30 seconds?
Our support for Israel is definitely creating organic terrorism. And, for us to be, continuing, with our own economic problems, to continue to give them billions and billions of dollars for nuclear weapons and, money that they are just basically blank checks back to the military-industrial complex, and putting Americans' lives on the lines for the interest of another country is not what the Founding Fathers wanted, and it's not what I want. And I think Ron Paul would agree.
Yeah, we'll pick up and get Lee's comments on the other side. We get Gary in Tennessee on the On Deck Circle. We'll grab him when we come back. Plus more. I want to hear from you at 800-313-9443. It's the Young Guns Roundtable tonight. We're talking about the economy right now. We'll get into some other subjects, or any subject you want to talk about for that matter. These guys can talk about it. Back here in just a minute here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Watch me, I got it. Watch me, I got it. Hey, I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul and I'm super bad. I got soul and I'm super bad. Gotta move that tells me what to do. Sometimes I see it. Now I gotta move that tells me what to do. Sometimes I feel so nice. I wanna try myself a few.
God, I love this song. We've got John and Manny on the board tonight producing this program. I mean, you can't ask for two better. They're right there. We've got double power. The show is rolling. Calls are starting to come in. Boom, I love it. It's the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's go straight to the phone. Our guest tonight is we got two of them. Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com and Lee Rogers of RoeGovernment.com are our guests tonight. Real quickly, Gary, we'll get to your call in just a second. Lee, your comments about our relationship with Israel.
Well, I think our relationship with Israel is ridiculous. I mean, why are we giving Israel billions of dollars to purchase all these arms or whatever we're doing? I mean, I don't know the full details of what we're doing in Israel, but, I mean, the fact of the matter is, I mean, we've got critical infrastructure in this country falling apart. Our bridges falling apart. our VA system's in shambles, and we can somehow give billions of dollars to Israel for arms. It's ridiculous and insane, and I think it needs to stop immediately.
And Israel's running with a budget surplus.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense. But this is, of course, the backwards world we live in. I mean, this is what the New World Order is going to be all about. What's supposed to be up is down and vice versa. So, you know, I mean, that's just the way it is in this crazy world we live in.
Yeah, I mean, they have over 300 nukes. It's ridiculous. I mean, they can blow the Middle East up 15 times over, and we're giving them another $30 billion. I mean,
yeah.
At what point do you just, I mean, does it not just become totally apparent that, you know, that money is not needed, at least, to say the least.
Well, and the interesting thing now is you've got Syria, who's gone to the UN and said, well, Alan, these people have 300 nukes. These guys are about to start an arm race because if they've got nukes, I want nukes. I mean, I want the same mutual assured destruction where if they launch on me, I'm going to launch on them. And Syria, in my opinion, has every right.
Well, sure. I mean, they all see North Korea, you know, who's a real rogue nation. I mean, a real dangerous threat that has a real communist dictator that's a psychopath. And he gets a seat at the table. I mean, he's got nuclear weapons. And you can't blame these Arab countries for wanting to acquire nuclear weapons, because if you don't have them and you're on the axis of evil, you are getting you are on the list to be invaded or to be bankrolled by the IMF, the World Bank, and you know, these guys see the writing on the wall, and you know, they want to come to the table. They see what's going on.
Yeah, most definitely. Gary in Tennessee, welcome to the program, sir.
Hello.
Hello, Gary. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you're way down in the mud there. I'll try to talk to you.
All right.
I kind of lost what little credibility I had with my family this weekend. I was looking at a series of events which I want to go through, and with the possibility of World War III starting up this weekend with nuclear missiles hitting American soil. And the reason I'm saying that is we're going to start with today, the 21st of September, $4.5 billion worth of put options on the stock market was done. Okay, you go back a little bit. Tuesday, I think the Fed's lowered the interest rate. I don't know how finer they could split this hair. We're talking about a half a percentage point on a dollar. It's worth 2 cents on the dollar compared to a 1913 dollar. So we got that going on, and we got this little nuclear incident that you touched on in Minot, North Dakota, going to Louisiana. Two B-52 bombers pilots are dead, and the two guys that reported the missing nuclear-tipped cruise missile to the Army Times are dead. And we got five sitting down there. God knows where they went to. You know, I can just imagine them taking off in five B-1 bombers and hitting five American cities and blaming it on the Iranians. There's so much disinformation going out there, and it's starting to filter down into Patriot Radio that you just don't know what the hell to believe anymore. I don't know. And you know, my brother and my sister, they didn't go to town. They didn't buy a, you know, 10 cases of canned goods, but they can well afford, you know, and flashlight batteries and flashlights and candles and some, you know, some basic stuff.
Yeah.
They just blew it off.
Well, Gary, the thing is, I keep
saying that those that prepare, that they may live. Those that do not repair surely will die. I mean, that's just the bottom line, so I don't know. I thought maybe you and your guest and other people down the line might comment on that. But I kind of thought it was the beginning of the end this coming this weekend. But everything got real quiet about that. $4.5 billion worth of put options on the market indices came due today, the 21st. I thought today, the 21st was going to be it.
We'll break it all out here, Gary. Thanks for the call. Doug, these put options, a lot of speculation now that they might have been used to basically just
create more fear than actually have foreknowledge of the economy crashing.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, the fact that that came out in the AP is disturbing in itself. And, there's a lot of COINTELPRO, there's a lot of psyopses that, these hedge fund guys that are really moving and manipulating the market, drive it with by its propaganda. I mean, you can listen to people like Cramer, who is a hedge fund manager at Goldman Sachs, and he'll tell you straight up. And on thestreet.com, he actually had a video of how he manipulated the market. So it's hard to say. I mean, I don't like to make predictions, especially on what day we're going to invade Iran. I mean, you just never know. Things could turn out.
What about you, Doug? Your thoughts about these put options here?
Oh, Mike.
I'm Lee. I'm sorry, Lee. I'm sorry. I get you guys backwards. Lee, what are your thoughts?
Oh, it's okay. Pretty much, I kind of mentioned it on my show earlier today, but, one thing that some of these put options and derivatives are used for is that these big institutions come in there and they leverage their bet because they have a huge position on the other end. So in case something crazy happens, they have an insurance policy. That could have been a very real possibility of what happened here. But I just don't think we'll ever really know what the real purpose of this ridiculously large put option was. And, it could have been more disinformation. Who knows? It's really difficult to say. And I didn't really try to put too much credence into it either way. It's just all speculation. I mean, there's a big put option out there. Yes, it could mean that somebody's hedging a huge bet that the stock market will go down. But, it's all speculation. So I didn't really buy too much into it either way.
But the size of the options, I think, at least in my opinion, would show that the person who put these options down is in fact, it's at least some type of a player. I mean, somebody that's fairly large.
Oh, yes, I'd agree. But for whatever purpose they put it out there, I mean, I can only speculate because there's a lot of money going both ways, and there's a lot mm-hmm. of games being played. And, I mean, the market is very complex. You got all these people, a lot of money, and they're doing all sorts of things. And, it's almost impossible for somebody who's not an insider to actually speculate as to what that might be. And yes, I agree. It does bring up a signal, and it is suspicious. But, there's all this other stuff that is hardcore economic news that I look at that's bad. And that's enough for me. I know we have problems without seeing right. this huge put option that's out there.
Yeah, but the interesting thing, though, is this almost seems like in some ways like an old Rothschild tactic. I mean, you take it back to where you've got Nathan Bower, who rushes back from the war from the battle with Napoleon in Wellington, rushes back to London. And puts out the story that the battle is not going well, and you have a huge market sell-off, and he's got somebody on the back end, one of his agents that's coming around and getting everything at bargain basement prices. You almost wondered if this might not be that same type of tactic, but it didn't pay off in this instance.
Right. Well, yeah, and something like that, I mean, you don't know who did it, but if they can drive the market down 15 points, and, like Lee was saying, I mean, the market is like a roulette table. You put money on, you have insurance bets. If stocks go down and you have insurance in them, you can collect on that and gain on that as well. So, big hedge funds are usually the big players and probably the only people that could come up with enough liquid capital to leverage that bet against the dollar. And they might be a gold dealer that's trying to bring it up. I mean, there's so many different ways that, like Lee was saying, an insider can use, just a little PR. And it might, we don't know. Maybe somebody made out, beautifully on the deal.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, most certainly. All right, real quick, the stories of these Air Force men dying that were stationed in Minot, North Dakota, associated with this B-52 and these missing nukes. I've heard a number of different theories and things behind this. Some say that it's utter crap. Others are lending quite a lot of credence to it. What are your guys' thoughts on this? We'll start with Lee.
Well, yeah, I've been seeing these emails go around saying that these these Army personnel or Air Force personnel or whoever they were killed. And I haven't had a chance to really look into it that deep, so I haven't really seen, like, any real hard report on this. And, you know, right now, it just seems like a speculation to me. But, of course, I haven't really looked into it that much. So maybe Doug knows a little bit more about it.
Well, I mean, I think the fact that it was the first time in 40 years that a nuke was transferred on a wing of an airplane over the United States is devastating enough. I mean, that, we know that. You know, I don't know how it got leaked out, and I haven't done a whole lot of research into it. You know, it could have been a covert attempt to, you know, use those weapons and deploy them and maybe possibly stage them on Iran. I've seen a lot of different people, you know, leaning towards that, but, you know, I haven't really broken it all down. I just found the fact that you know, that this is allowed to happen extremely suspect. And, you know, you don't just move nuclear warheads around, and you sure don't put them on a... I just don't see how they could possibly lose them, you know? So I definitely think something nefarious is going on with them, but, you know, I don't know too much more than the caller on it.
Right. Mike in Kentucky, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding your on, sir.
On the issue you're just now talking about... I read on several fairly credible sources that flight to Barksdale should have only taken around 2 hours, but it took 4 hours. So why the extra time on that flight, given the cruising speed of, you know, the average speed of the B-52 is well over 500 miles an hour? And those two,
well,
you know, so just to throw that out there. But
yeah,
I
yeah. Hold on, okay. And I'll let you continue, because you bring up an interesting point, where if it's a straight shot and they don't realize that they've got nuclear weapons on board, which is what we've been told, that you would think that they would have flown directly from Minot to Barksdale without a circuitous route to keep it away from populous areas. But if for some reason they knew there were nukes on, which raises a whole other list of questions, then they would have taken a circuitous route to avoid populated areas.
Well, supposedly these things, if they're not armed, they're safe. They're not gonna, you know, the way the fuses are done on them, they can fly right over a populated area. If the thing fell out of the sky, unless it was armed, it wouldn't go off. Supposedly,
right.
But that's the way they've just got these designed. But or if it did go off, it wouldn't cause the implosion or whatever that makes the nuclear reaction. The way they've got the cores and stuff designed. But that gets into really technical stuff. Mm-hmm. There's the thing I was going to bring up. You were talking about the speculation in the market. The first time I found out about derivatives and the people that can afford to play around with these things that are ridiculously hard to calculate and understand was the city of Los Angeles, the county that it sits in, Orange County, California, in 1997 lost $1 billion on derivatives, which is what you're talking about. These put options are a particular type of derivative, and that raised a huge ruckus because they were threatening to shut down the parks and fire stations and cut back on police overtime and all this stuff until it came out that, you were playing with derivatives. What else do you have? They had $16 billion in other investments. Just that one county in California. So, you know, as far as who could afford to put this bet on the market that the stocks are going to fall, you know, according to Walter Burian and others, there's a lot of good little videos out there. You can go to YouTube and view these. In fact, just a month ago, I started myself a little YouTube blog, and I've got quite a collection. Spend a couple of hours on it. It would, for folks that are looking for these, you know, little snippets that are somewhat credible, of course, there's lots of uncredible and barely credible stuff out there on the Internet,
right.
But my little blog is youtube.com/tv10morehead.com. And you can go there, and if I can justify it, I've got a bunch of stuff that I'd like to upload, but mostly what I've got on there now is videos that I've found, like Walter Burian talking about this very thing, how our own government entities own and manipulate the stock market. In some cases, up to 50% of foreign stock markets is owned by U.S. interests, governmental institutional interests. And large companies like Motorola, IBM, and lots of health insurance companies, up to 85% owned by public institutional funds. And so they're talking about, you know, implementing this healthcare system. By all assessments, the government owns most of it already.
Yeah, that interesting stuff. Mike, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We'll get Doug and Lee's comments on the backside to me. The thing is, these private public-private partnerships are all starting to become a bit more incestuous sounding, are they not? Back in just a minute here. This is the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying.
800-313-9443 is the number if you'd like to join us on the program here tonight. 800-313-9443 here on the Midnight Rider. Tuesday night on the program is going to be Dr. Jerome Corsi. We're going to talk about his book, The Late Great USA, and a lot of stuff going on. Plus of the latest with Abu Dhabi, one of these Arab Emirates that's getting a stake in the Carlyle Group. We're going to talk about that, plus a ton of stuff. And then Friday night of next week, Jerry E. Smith is going to join us. And we're going to talk about HARP and a number of other issues like global warming, some other good stuff coming up next week here on the program. Tonight, Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com and Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com are our guests tonight for the Young Guns Roundtable here on the program tonight. And, you know, Mike brought up some interesting points regarding how these cities and these states have all this money backlog that they're using for investments. And you have this guy, Walter Burian, who back in the late 90s discovered these comprehensive annual financial reports, which show these states dripping in money, and they're investing in these type in all these companies and these type of funds, which, as you see more of these public-private partnerships come to fruition, it really all starts, the dots all really start to connect. What are your thoughts about this? Lee, let's start with you.
Well, sure. I mean, there's no secret that what's going on is that we're seeing economic fascism. I mean, we're seeing these private corporations, and we're seeing governments, and we're seeing them merge. And it's like this incestuous relationship that's occurring. And I mean, we're seeing these multinational corporations, these foreign corporations, they're buying up all of our public infrastructure that was bought and paid for by the people, and it's just being sold out from under us. And these CAFRs, these two separate books that they keep with the budget, and then you have the comprehensive annual financial report. I mean, I haven't really done that much research into that whole thing, but it wouldn't surprise me if it were true. It really wouldn't. I mean, you just see the economic fashion that's taking place. I mean, and you start connecting the dots. I mean, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, what about you, Doug?
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of a sleight of hand. I mean, these you know, townships, you know, even here where I live in Austin, you know, the city has an operating budget, and usually they're complaining that they don't have enough money for it and that they're over budget. But, you know, the revenues off of the taxes themselves and the investments, I mean, they have tons and tons of liquid cash that are off the books, or at least off the books that you get to see. So, you know, like Lee said, I mean, this corporate fascism. Our infrastructure is being sold out from underneath us, and you see a lot of, I mean, at the same time, and it's being sold out from underneath all of these retirement funds and cities that are investing in these derivatives as well. You know, they're going to be taking the brunt of this economic free fall as well. So
yeah, and then of course they'll come back to us and cry about the shortfall.
Exactly.
Not in their budget, but in the kitty they had in the back room that they've been using for all of this stuff. Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. But we're seeing that, you know, the two are becoming one. You've got a company like Blackwater running all over the place. We'll talk about them here in just a second. But the break's coming up. It's a 70-second break. We'll come back with more on the other side at the top of the hour. You're listening to The Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you'd like to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. That is 800-313-9443. Also, the chat room is open at MidnightRiderShow.com. That's MidnightRiderShow.com. Don't go away. Back here in 70 seconds.
It's true.